Tis the season to give blood. Vitalant is hosting a blood drive this Wednesday in Santa Rosa. And joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Kevin Adler, Communications Manager at Vitalant. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
How has the pandemic impacted your ability to host blood drives?
You know, a lot of schools and businesses, you know, they're not happening. Schools, they're doing distance learning. So a lot of our blood drives have been canceled or moved to other locations. Just in November and December alone, we lost about 200 blood drives here in the Bay Area. So, you know, COVID is definitely having an impact. That's why we're urging and encouraging people to donate blood where they can, whether it's this blood drive coming up on Wednesday or at any other blood drive throughout the community or at any of our donation centers.
And how have you modified your procedures to make sure that everyone is safe while donating blood?
You know, safety is our number one priority. We take that very seriously. You know, all of our blood drives, we're making sure that we're taking extra precautions to help ensure the safety is being met. We're taking temperatures as soon as people walk in. We're following social distancing recommendations to keep donors safe and our staff safe as well. And then in addition, we're requiring everybody at the blood drive or at the donation center to wear a mask. So safety really is our number one priority.
So tell us about your blood drive on Wednesday.
So Wednesday, stop by. It's the KSRO Vitalant Blood Drive. It's Wednesday. It's at the Santa Rosa Moose Lodge. It takes place from 9 to 2. And if you stop by and you give on this day, you know, you can get a $5 Amazon gift card as just a small token of our thanks for helping out during this holiday season.
And do you need to make an appointment?
Appointments are recommended. That helps us with the safety measures and helps us ensure social spacing throughout the entire process. So yeah, appointments are highly recommended. If you can't find an appointment for the blood drive on Wednesday, there's another blood drive on Sunday the 29th. It's on Hopper, right around the corner from the Moose Lodge. Or you can always make a donation or make an appointment for any other community blood drive or our donation center right there on Industrial.
Okay, very good. And what's the website to go to make an appointment to donate?
Sure, it's vitalant.org, VITALANT.org. And Vitalant is just the new name for Blood Centers of the Pacific. And before that, it was Blood Bank of the Redwoods.
So you've been around here in our community for quite some time.
Long time.
Yeah, you mentioned that a lot of businesses who had previously hosted blood drives or schools had hosted blood drives. Is it still possible for organizations or businesses to get their members together to come in to donate blood?
Yeah, very much so. That's a great question. You know, we've had a lot of businesses, you know, who they may not have employees at the location, but they still have a large room or a large conference center or a gym that's available to host a blood drive. So they can, you know, a lot of businesses have offered up those inside locations. And then also, you know, businesses can just encourage their employees to go donate at any other community blood drive and still get credit and kind of recognition through for their employees who donated there or at any donation center.
Now, I had a chance actually to talk with you and one of your sort of ambassadors for Vitalant, who is just an amazing story, Jordan, about how a blood transfusion saved her young son's life at 8 weeks old. How important is it for us to keep up our blood supply?
You know, there are so many hospital procedures that, you know, we take for granted or oftentimes take for granted that just would not be possible without donated blood. You know, every single day there is a family or an individual in need who relies on the generosity of volunteers. You know, just because we're in a pandemic, donating blood is an essential healthcare activity. It's needed every single day for countless number of reasons.
And you got to be honest with us. Does it hurt to donate blood?
You know, there is a small pinch in your arm when the actual donation starts, but it's just for a split second. And, you know, it pales in comparison to everything that the patients are going through. A small
sure.
pinch you can take for a split second. For the benefit on the other end, it's really nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Remind us one more time of the details of the blood drive that's happening this Wednesday and how people can sign up.
Yep, blood drive this Wednesday, Santa Rosa Moose Lodge on Airway. Takes place from 9 to 2. Sign up at vitalant.org or 877-258-4255. 877-877-4825. That's 877-25-VITAL.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing the details, and we'll see you on Wednesday, or the alternate one was on Sunday?
The other one is on Sunday the 29th, or you can find a donation center or any other community blood drive. And if you donate now between now and or the 25th and December 1st, mm-hmm. you get a small $5 Amazon gift card as a small token of our thanks.
Very nice. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Have a
good morning.
You too. Kevin Adler, he is a communications manager at Vitalant.